Nice. Jeremiah from Cardiff, how you doing?
Call. We spoke for the end of March there. You were listening.
Out of praise, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Joe over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm not sure if you remember, but we spoke a little, very brief in February and told me to give you a call back in 3 months. So give me a call back now and see if you have any equipment financing needs or working capital needs right now.
No. It was a rough, slow winter, so we don't have any. It's tight, so.
Okay, so usually it's slower than usual for the winter months?
Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay. When's the busiest time of the year for you normally?
Well, it's usually pretty smooth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our business relies on the winter weather, which didn't happen this year in New York State, so.
Oh, right. That's right.
So, yeah.
So do you do only appraisals for, like, houses for, like, weather damage?
Oh, no, we're automobile.
Just... Oh, your automobile.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I'm looking at the wrong code here then. Okay. Automobile. My mistake.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's basically, you know, so if there's not a lot of snow and weather, then...
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot comes, so we didn't have any need for that.
Okay. So are you kind of like the middleman that goes out to appraise the car to see what kind of damages there are and you report
Correct.
It to, like, the insurance companies?
That's it, on the spot.
Okay. Do you do it for a specific insurance companies or kind of whoever, you know,
oh, yeah,
hires
we're out,
you?
We're out for everybody. Yeah, we
oh,
have,
okay.
All independent contractors who work with me that we
mm-hmm.
work with them, so.
Ah, okay. You would have a lot of business over here in California because we normally don't rain, and once this year, actually a couple months, we've had a lot of crazy rain, and things are messy.
I lived in Riverside for 10 years, and I remember especially the early spring rains where all the oils would come up
uh-huh.
on the roadways, and people would slide
mm-hmm.
off.
Yeah. Actually, I went to UC Riverside.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I graduated a few years ago.
Oh, there you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, during, like, right now you said it's slow. Like, is there any kind of, like, anything you need to take care of that you might have some kind of cash flow problems?
Not yet. Not right now, no.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, you didn't...
Why, what are you guys talking?
Well, we have, and not just equipment financing, we have the working capital, which, to give you a very brief idea, we can free up about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as unsecured cash. I have you here in the bracket of, correct me if I'm wrong, about 500 to a million in sales in that bracket?
Last year, yeah. This year, no. But, yeah.
What was last year was around, ballpark around that?
Yeah, on the low end of that.
Okay, so let's just say it's 500,000. We can free up about 50 to, you know, 60 something thousand for you to use for whatever it is that you need it for.
At what interest rate?
It just depends on a lot of different factors. Have you had a working capital before?
Depends on how you put it. I've worked with my bank on some stuff, yes.
Okay, but nothing like a unsecured cash capital loan. More like
no.
a secured, collateralized loan before.
Exactly.
For your bank.
Yes.
Okay. So by nature of it being unsecured, so that you can use it for whatever you want, and it's fast, it is a little bit more expensive than like a traditional, like, let's just
exactly.
say like SBA loan.
Yeah, I'm very familiar
that type
with them.
Of thing. Yeah. So that's the only thing. It does start, you know, in like 10 cents on the dollar goes up But the good thing is that a lot of people that end up taking, let's just say, for example, using a line of credit to, you know, use as a band-aid for their cash flow problem, they get stuck paying interest forever and ever and ever, and the principal never gets paid off. For us, it's principal and interest combined into one, and then it's a set payment, so that way you have like a payment plan going in place for you, so your business won't get stuck in a, you know, bad position, you know, a year or two down the road.
You're still stuck. I mean, that's it's kind of a, you can pay what you can afford, and usually when people are in that position of needing the cash flow, mm-hmm. that means there's something going on, and
yeah.
I get it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who would take a loan and then just only pay the interest with a couple of bucks going to principal, then
yeah,
they have bigger issues anyway.
So. Exactly, yeah. So that's the only difference between the two, is one is set payments, one is like a line of credit, is you pay whatever you want to pay.
Well, you don't pay whatever you want to pay. I have a line of credit working right now. I do have a minimum that I have to pay.
So okay, yeah, that's what I meant. You meant like the minimum only plus whatever you want to pay on top of it, yeah.
Which is basically what you guys are doing, just at a higher interest rate.
Well, I guess you can say it in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, and that's the tough part about you guys, is your interest rate's so much higher.
Yeah.
But when people are in a situation where they need a cash flow fusion, sometimes you guys are the best mm-hmm. option.
Yeah, so like if you want to buy, like, let's just say, a construction company, they need to buy materials, they don't have that cash on hand.
Where they don't have it to fulfill an inventory order or something
mm-hmm.
like that, but once
in order
the inventory
to take that
and
project,
the job
yes.
done, then they can pay back that loan, your mm-hmm. loan faster.
Mm-hmm,
so,
exactly.
And that's really not our business, so.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. But, you know, maybe something, you know, like if your line of credit, like what percent of it is used up right now? If you don't mind disclosing that. All of
it's
it?
Almost all done. Yep.
Okay. So that's like a risky place to be. It's because...
No. I'm saying it's all paid off.
It's all paid off. Okay. I thought you meant it's almost all used up. Okay. Okay. But let's just say, for example, sometime down the road, let's just say business is bad and you use your line of credit to pay for, you know, whatever it is that you need to pay for, and you're at, let's just say, 75% used up. If the bank, sometimes when the bank sees that, they think it's risky and they might call on the line. So that means you have to pay all of it up front, or, you know, they have like a deadline for you to pay everything off. And so that's mm-hmm. That's the difference between us two, is if, for us, we don't call on it. We don't tell you to pay it all at one time. We just, and then whereas line of credit, if they want to call on it, they can call it at any time that they feel like it.
Right.
Yeah, so it goes ahead and it gets good for certain people. Let's say, you know, you need $20,000. You don't want to use your line of credit because it's going to go over the 50% mark. Our loans go really well with the line of credit hand in hand, so you can use both at the same time. So that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mhm. If I mean
I'm more than open to, if you want to keep checking back in. Fine with me.
Sure. Not just like for the working capital, also like equipment. Do you use like a lot of like computers? Like how many agents do you have that does appraisals for you?
Oh, they're all field guys and gals, and they're on their own. Contractor, so I don't do anything.
Oh, okay.
In order to keep them in an independent contractor state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, because I remember one of my other representative who did a deal with like another appraising company or insurance company where they bought all the laptops and like all the like the cars and stuff like that where they can drive around.
Right.
So that falls into equipment financing. So maybe if down the road, if you have that need, we can do that too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I have your email here, Mike. CORBO@HVAALB. Okay.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and send over my contact info and just a brief highlight, and then if something pops up, just pull my email out and we can help you with it.
Sounds great.
Okay, alrighty then.
All right.
Talking to you.
Thanks.
Bye.